Chapter 3. Et Ferdinand Blancera de Cotre quittait la fleur suivre la Macédon au grand besoin de faillira sa route et marchera contre le Myrmidon.
Danny Hislop had been warned about the governor's wife, and when he saw her waiting with her staff and her ladies in the upper courtyard of the Hotel de Gouvernement, he believed every word of it. The governor, rich, gallant, and lifelong friend of the monarch, was in Picardy fighting Lord Grey and King Philip with the constable's army. His wife, Madame le Maréchal de Saint-André, was a woman of the court and unlikely, therefore, to repine over or even notice the absence of her brilliant husband, particularly if the stories Adam told about her were true. That the other stories were also true was more than borne out by her manner. Madame le Maréchal resented the presence of Mr. Crawford of Lymond and Sevigny as a guest under her roof. A magnificent tolerance invested the painted face within the black-tinted hair. The rest of her statuesque presence appeared covered with jewels. Her gable headdress, her honeycomb sleeves, her glistening skirts were stitched with aiglets and cabochons, and a medallion the size of a plate reposed on the gathered cambric of her bosom. Then Lymond walked up the stairs from the street, and Danny, following behind, saw Madame's eyes rest on the Persian coat and the size and quite matchless splendour of his lordship's jewels, and lastly, on his face, which was as urbane as her own. And to himself, "Blessed shall ye be when men shall hate you," said Danny Hislop, and delighted, settled to witness a conflict. It did not come. It appeared that if driven to it, Monsieur de Sevigny could conduct and sustain a soothing conversation which comprised not only an exchange of news, but also some skilful anecdotes, and even, entrancingly, a little fresh scandal now and then. Madame le Maréchal, listening, allowed her defences to dwindle. After dinner, she dismissed her women, her clerk, and her chaplain, and appeared prepared to sit alone in her visitor's company.